Today we're going to look again at the book of Proverbs. It's one of those books that everybody should read from for a few minutes every day. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bones. You know, some of the passages you find in the book of Proverbs really don't need a lot of comment because they kind of speak for themselves, like this one does. It almost goes without saying that choosing a spouse is one of the most important decisions you're ever going to make. And still, it's a decision that lots of people make without carefully weighing the consequences. Who you choose to marry will invariably shape the way you live the rest of your life. And marrying the wrong person, as millions of people can tell you, is about the single most devastating mistake you're ever going to make. Listen, I'll never forget a woman I met who'd been married for 50 years. "Wow," I said, "that's a long time. Your marriage must bring you a lot of joy." "Joy," she said, "I can't stand my husband." Imagine, 50 years of being shackled to somebody who sucked the joy out of your life. It's enough to make you slow down and think. I guess one of the real problems we have in modern times is that lots of people treat marriage as if it's nothing more than a piece of paper or a legal ceremony. But according to the Bible, there's a lot more to it than that. Getting married changes you in ways you might not expect. From the way that other people think about you and treat you, to the way your character changes to suit your spouse. If you pick a good spouse, no worries. Your character will improve with time. But if you pick the wrong spouse, someone whose morals or values are nowhere near as elevated as your own, well, then you're in for the ride of your life. Your marriage won't improve you. In that case, it'll end up ruining you. You see, you just can't help it. The person you married becomes a part of who you are, which is why the Bible says that the two shall be as one. In the marriage covenant, you are not just you. You're you plus the person you married. And so when your spouse advertises a low set of standards to the community, you're going to be dragged into the mud along with him or her. And if concepts like service or humble godly living don't mean anything to your spouse, you're going to find out you have a lot more trouble living that way yourself. Now, of course, if you happen to find yourself trapped in a lousy marriage, I'm not suggesting that you just run away from your marriage without a biblical cause. Even the worst of marriages can be repaired with some hard work and some help from God. But if you're not married, take the time to carefully weigh the words in this verse. Make sure you know who you're marrying and take the time to find out what they're really like. Ask yourself whether the person you're planning to spend the rest of your life with is going to be a crown on your head or a life-crippling source of rot in your heart. Study the faces of those who have been married for years and ask yourself why some of them are happy and some of them aren't. Talk to those who have good marriages and loving homes. Ask them how they did it. I think you'll start to see definite patterns emerging. And those are the patterns you're going to want to follow as you chart your own course through life. And of course, that's just a better way to live.